The endless debate over politics, religion, and territory is now coming to, of all places, a train station near you. CBS 2's Scott Rappaport has more on an explosive ad that's igniting a firestorm of controversy.
Provocative poster.
What is this about?
At the Metro North train station here in White Plains, this politically charged ad is raising eyebrows.
That's quite amazing, if you ask me.
The ad shows a shrinking Palestinian territory in Israel over the years and refers to 4.7 million Palestinians there as refugees. The ads are appearing in 50 Metro North train stations. Some Jewish leaders are concerned.
I think the ad is very offensive. It's certainly offensive to Jews.
David Afune is the editor of the Jewish newspaper, The Algemeiner. He says the ad is anti-Semitic.
It paints Jews as aggressors, as imperialists, as people that are stealing or taking land from others.
The Palestinian people have lost most of their homeland.
Henry Clifford, chairman of a group called the Committee for Peace in Israel and Palestine, spent $25,000 of his own money on the ads.
What are you hoping to get out of this? What are you hoping comes from this?
To educate people. Simply to open their eyes, let them see what has happened on that map.
And all of this has caught the eyes of commuters here in White Plains.
I thought it was all settled back in the 70s with the Six-Day War.
Well, my reaction is why is there an anti-Israel ad sitting here at the train station?
Afune is calling for the MTA to take the ads down. The MTA says it doesn't restrict ads on the basis of viewpoint, and while it doesn't endorse this ad, the posters will remain up. Scott Rappaport, CBS 2 News.
And the Anti-Defamation League tonight calls the ads deliberately misleading, biased, and fundamentally anti-